Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're talking about an article by Brett Allegory Wood. The title says it all. 54% of UK businesses are using AI, and Australia's security crisis is a warning.
That title is doing a lot of work because there are two very different stories in this piece, and they sit in real tension with each other.
Let's start with the good news, because it is genuinely good. The British Chambers of Commerce just published figures showing 54% of UK firms are now actively using AI. A year ago, that was 35%.
That's a big jump in 12 months.
It is. And the number that stands out is 5.2 hours saved per employee every week. Not a forecast, not a promise. That's what businesses are actually reporting right now.
And the fear that always comes with that kind of story, that jobs will disappear. That hasn't materialized?
95% of SMEs have not cut staff. AI is augmenting people, freeing them up for higher value work. That's the outcome everyone hoped for.
So the UK story is genuinely positive. But then the article turns to Australia, and it gets uncomfortable.
Genuinely uncomfortable. A Delinea survey found that 90% of Australian security teams are being pressured by their own management to loosen identity controls, to speed up AI rollouts.
The people hired to protect the business are being told to look the other way.
That's exactly how the article puts it. And it gets worse. 40% of those same security professionals say they lack confidence in their ability to govern the AI identities they're being forced to approve.
So they know it's risky, they've said so, and management is saying, do it anyway.
That's not a calculated risk. That's reckless. And to be clear about what loosening identity controls actually means, it's letting AI agents, bots, and algorithms access sensitive systems without the same checks you'd apply to a human user. You're handing a master key to an untested system.
Customer data, financial records, critical systems, all reachable.
One small error or one malicious actor, and you've got a catastrophic breach.
And I'd imagine a lot of business owners listening are thinking, well, my IT team wouldn't let that happen. But the article raises another problem that's already inside businesses right now.
Shadow AI. A Snowflake report shows 67% of Australian workers are using non-approved AI tools.
Not rogue employees, people trying to do their jobs well.
Right. And the article gives a concrete example. A sales rep uploads a customer database into a free AI email tool to hit a quarterly target. The tool is run by a company that sells data. Suddenly, your entire client list is available to competitors.
Not malicious in intent, catastrophic in impact.
That line stayed with me. And it's not just sales teams. Finance teams using AI spreadsheet tools that send data to unsecured servers. Marketing teams using AI image generators that produce copyright infringing content. It's everywhere.
So what does good look like? Because the article doesn't just diagnose the problem.
It points to Singapore and the UAE. Singapore's prime minister has personally pledged no jobless growth and set up a national AI council. In the UAE, 30% of organizations already have dedicated AI ethics boards.
They're building guardrails while others are tearing them down.
And the article's core argument is that good governance isn't the enemy of speed, it enables it. Without that framework, you're not experimenting in a controlled way, you're gambling.
Which brings it back to every business leader listening right now. The same pressure to move fast and keep up with competitors exists everywhere. The question is whether you let that pressure force the same mistakes.
The article gives you three concrete actions for this week. First, have the leadership conversation. Get your team in a room. What AI tools are we currently using? Who approved them? What data are they accessing? What's the plan if something goes wrong?
And be honest with the answers. If you don't know, that is the problem.
Second, write an AI usage policy, even a one-pager. Which tools are approved, what data can go into them, who signs off on new tools. Get it in writing and make sure everyone in the business reads it.
And third?
Invest in visibility. Identify every AI tool running inside your business, approved and unapproved, and audit what data each one is accessing. The article says that exercise alone will surface risks you didn't know you had.
My action this week is write that one-pager policy. It doesn't need to be perfect, it just needs to exist.
Mine is the leadership conversation. If you can't answer those three questions, that's where to start. The full article is at anabu.ai. Brett also offers a free AI audit there if you want this working properly inside your own business.
Worth doing before the problem finds you.